This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, we got much to cover in a short amount of time, as you well know. We're going to be talking about today, friends, is what do the enemies of America need to do to be declared enemies of America? Let me say that again. What do the enemies of America need to do to be declared enemies of America? When I think about that even now, I just think about all the information that we've been given in this country and how we've been deceived into believing that crime has a free hand in this country. I mean, if I suggest to you as to who the enemies are, you're going to say, I already know that. Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, James Comey. Again, the list goes on. We all know who the bad guys are. We're talking about international criminals such as George Soros. We can look at Bill Gates being the same way, friends, because of the turmoil and crimes that are being committed on a global scale by such people as Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. When we look at the politicians across the boards, we know that they're crooked. We know that they're corrupt. When we look at the mainstream media, we know how corrupt they are. But for some reason or another, the American people believe that politicians are above the law, which they are not. And they look at the mainstream media as, well, that's free speech to lie, to defame, to maliciously intent, to slander, to destroy men's lives. Friends, where does the rule of law come into place? Now, going back, what happens when you begin to look at your country and you think of, well, we already know who the bad guys are? I mean, is it like some sort of immunity given unto people that live in this country that commit crimes against we the people? Is that more acceptable than, let's say, I don't know, a terrorist organization like that of CARE? Council on American Islamic Relations? I mean, for some reason, when a politician does it to us, it's bad. But it's not as bad as CARE or SPLC or organizations like the ACLU. I mean, folks, this is why people are confused, is because they fail to make reference to the moral law of God. What is lawful and what is not lawful? Well, and then I know people resort to, when you do give them the information that they claim that they want to bring about the resolve, then they begin to throw up their hands because it's not really the information they want. Because if it was the information that they wanted, then why is it that they haven't brought about the resolve that they claim that they want? Because they don't care about the resolve. They're more entertained out of their freedoms by heaping up these criminals to itch their itching ears, regardless of what capacity they're in, rather than to deal with the enemies of America, both within and without. Again, what do the enemies of America need to do before they're declared to be enemies? I want you to think about that. When is it that they're actually prosecuted for their crimes? When does it get to the point where it's severe enough the American people now need to respond to what politicians leave off, to what the DOJ leaves off, to what the FBI leaves off? What point does it have to come to before the American people respond? I mean, folks, now we're to the point where we have Muslim infiltration. We're told after September 11, 2001, that we were attacked by a foreign country, not knowing what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, had warned long ago. And who would know better than him when he said, if terror or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Okay? But since September 11th, we, the American people, have been under attack by our said governments, by these created agencies under the unconstitutional act of tyranny sold to you as the Patriot Act. I don't know. Somehow or another, that's okay. And now we have organizations coming in. We've been told for 18 years that we're under attack by the Muslims. Now we see them taking position in governments. And the American people still haven't figured out who the enemies are. It's called sin. That's the wolf that's devouring the sheep. Numbers 32:23. But what I need to revert to again, friends, when does it get to the point where America's actually declare a certain people that commits the act of, well, treason, just plain subversive to the American Constitution. In other words, they're looking to overthrow the U.S. Constitution. When does it get to the point where the American people actually take heed and respond to it? When they come to your door? Well, friends, that's next. I've got much to say. And hopefully by the end of the show today, there's going to be enough clarity for you to understand what this all falls to. It all falls to our lot. It all falls to us taking responsibility for the issues that we see today. Politicians aren't going to take care of the problem. They are the problem. What you see in the pulpits in America today are not going to bring about the resolve that many Americans claim that they want. No, they're a part of the problem. They're not reproving darkness. They are the darkness. When they should protest, what do? They're found in silence, submitting to the tyrants on the horizon. Read Isaiah 30, it's a curse, not a blessing, right? So again, I want to identify for you the enemies of America and asking the question, only that you can answer, friends, what do the enemies of America need to do before they are declared to be enemies by the American people? What I want to do is I hit on this on Saturday, just the tip of the iceberg concerning this organization, CARE. I got a letter after the show on Saturday from Terror Tide CARE. I don't know how this guy got my email, but he's sending me a fleece that he sends out to the ignorant, that he means to propagandize, to those that he means to indoctrinate, and at the end of the day, those that he means to conquer, him and the Muslim Brotherhood that are operating here in the United States of America today. Okay? So we're going to hit that. I want to define this for you. I'll tee it up for the second segment here. Enemy in Webster's 1828 dictionary defines it for us as a foe, an adversary, a public enemy, again, or foe, is one who belongs to a nation or party at war with another. Why would organizations in the United States of America, why is it that their objective is to change God's common law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1? Because they're enemies of God's law, which caused them out. It calls them out, friends, to be the transgressor of his law, which makes them criminals. Okay? Without that, we don't know the difference. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Rob Pugh, publisher of Wisconsin Christian News, a national Christian newspaper, not just for Wisconsin. Thank you for supporting the work of Sons of Liberty. If you're a regular listener here, your eyes are already open to the truth. But if you'd like to open the eyes of others, Wisconsin Christian News is a great tool to help you do that. Subscribe at our website, wisconsinchristiannews.com. Also, check out our TV show, WCN-TV, offering vital information every Wednesday afternoon at WCNTV.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. The Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests. Period. Exodus 20, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Folks, you can also jump over and watch us on YouTube live, even now, if you'd like to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and filter through the 13 to 15 articles that are given to you combating the lies given unto you by the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media. On the right side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll find YouTube. Click onto it. Join us on live chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page even now. Before It's News, friends. On the front page, click onto YouTube, and you can join us on live chat. Folks, we're talking about what do the enemies of America need to do before they're declared to be enemies. I mean, gosh, folks, they're to the left, they're to the right, they're in front of us, they're behind us, everywhere. What's sickening about all of what I hear on a 24/7 basis is the new news is the new crimes committed by old politicians. The new news today, on the news today from the mainstream media, friends, is the crimes of those in the professed church or from these organizations that are subversive towards we the people. Where does law enforcement come into place? Last week, what was it, just Saturday, we were talking about how Roger Stone was granted clemency. You know, is anybody paying attention to the fact that Donald Trump promised to prosecute to drain the swamp, and he's doing just the exact opposite? 100%, friends. 100%. How many has he granted concerning clemency? Political criminals, friends. Blagojevich, Roger Stone. The list goes on. We did a whole show on this. Where's he drained the swamp? Who's he prosecuted in the last 5.5 years? To those that don't do the math here, let me give it to you because I hear it all the time. Bradley's only been in there almost 4 years now. Yeah, I know. But he was on the campaign trail making promises that he failed to keep for 1.5 years, didn't he? Okay, so let's bring that into the equation. Pretty important, you think? I do. Am I being sarcastic? No. I'm sick of people's ignorance. I'm sick of people not taking the time and putting things together in their own minds. Gee whiz. Enemy. Defined. Webster's 1828. A foe, an adversary, a public enemy. Okay? Oregon foe is one who belongs to a nation or party at war with another. Okay? Let me ask you something, friends. What's the first casualty to every war? The truth. Okay? People say they want the truth, but yet they don't adhere to the truth. They give a pass to the next enemy within that is lying to them, and the American people all the well know that they're being lied to. Well, here's a prime case in point. Have you ever seen this WWE pro wrestling garbage? It's all fake. I mean, you look at John Cena, and you look at these other guys, Rowdy Roddy Piper. Look at The Rock. You look at, folks, these people have made their millions off of deceiving people, just like politicians, just like those that fail to preach the truth from the pulpits. They're traitors to their country. They're traitors to their God. And first traitors to their God before they're traitors to their country. Okay. The reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is people have known since the late 70s and the early 80s that it's all fraud. It's all fake. You know, it's interesting, Jesse the Body Ventura, who came out of Minneapolis here, right, who was a governor back in the 90s, he's the one that said, in truth, that pro wrestling and politics are identical. They're fake. Okay? They're fake. Why is it that people declare they want the truth, and then once you give them the truth, they adhere to the lie? Why is that? Folks, this is a question only you can answer, because this is what I'm laying to your candor. Okay? Let me ask you this. How many organizations in America today are at work openly attempting to overthrow our constitutional republic, which is American government as we know it? Read Psalm 94:12. Okay? Actually, it's 94:20. I don't know why there's 12 on there. I've got to fix that. How many organizations in America today are at work openly attempting to overthrow our constitutional republic? How many politicians make reference to the law, to the U.S. Constitution? They'll use a generic overview of the word Constitution, but they'll never give you specifics. Because if they did, then that would mean they would have to actually bring in and faithfully prosecute those that are doing the violating of the law. But they can't do that because they're all in it together. You know it, and I know it. Is that true? If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. We know these organizations are in America today attempting to overthrow it, both within and without. Folks, the LGBT. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And for a long time, I'm talking 15, 16, 17 years now, I've been telling people that the homosexuals are being used to upend our Constitution, just like our forefathers warned us. And I said, right on their heels are who? The homosexual agenda is the Muslims. Just pay attention to all of this stuff, friends. Let's clear the air. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is clean. The fear of the Lord is knowing what His Word has to say about what we're dealing with here. And if you don't want to take heed to that, then don't blame God for your confusion, because God is not a God of confusion. And the confusion that we now walk in many cases, and I'm sorry for saying we, but I am in this with you. When you go to Daniel 9:7, you'll see that it is because we have trespassed against the Lord, who sees all things. But let's get to this. I want you to understand that these organizations in America today that are at work openly attempting to overthrow our constitutional republic American government. This isn't a thing that's being done in a corner, friends. They're attempting to normalize this through TV, the mainstream media, Hollywood, politics, and the corrupt in the church. Okay? And the majority of the responsibility falls to the church because, again, they're called to be the light of the world. They're called to be those that reprove the darkness by being the light. They're called to be the moral compass of society, right? But we see today, Matthew 5:13, that they're good for nothing. They're trodden under the foot of men is what they are. Why? Because they are not who they claim to be. Now let's get again to this. If it's not the Communist Party operating through the likes of the ACLU, the SPLC, or Americans United for listen to this, friends, just to show you how confused they are. Or Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Did you know that in 1962, when the Supreme Court committed an oligarchy saying, you know what, we can't have public prayers in public schools anymore? Of course, the 97% went unheard, but it doesn't matter if 99.9% said, you know what, we don't want prayers in public schools. The law says, too bad. Period. It stays. But what did the U.S. Supreme Court do? They committed an oligarchy where 3% of the population was voted in favor of by the Supreme Court and saying, we don't need God in public schools anymore. And the American people let them do it. Right? So here again, you have the little leaving at the whole lump. You have 97% of the population that does nothing about the 3%. By the way, that's a part of the curse. That's a part of the judgments, because we see just the exact opposite during the foundation of our country, where there was less than 3% of the population being used to establish what we now have. Okay, now we see a small percentage now trying to take away what we have. That is the hand of God, for the record. Americans United for Separation of Church and State? Where did that come from? Where is that in the Constitution? Where is that in the Bill of Rights? Where is that in the Declaration of Independence? Where is that in any founding documents? It's not found anywhere. Nowhere. But there is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which grants us what? Freedom of speech, to do the right thing and accordingly, right? Just want to make clear on that. So you got these names that are confusing people within themselves, and then you have the capitulators that are afraid of these communist organizations. Read Psalm 78, verse 9 when you get a moment. Then, just think about this. Then we have something called Planned Parenthood, right, which is responsible for the murder of over 60 million innocent babies, Proverbs 6:17. Now, friends, and this is what I want to take it to, okay? Because what I said earlier, it's like what, ACLU, the SPLC, the AUSC acronym? What, because they're in America, they have a right to violate law? Well, folks, now think about this. We have those that mean to conquer America within, through the likes of Terrortide Care. And I'm going to read a letter that I got from one of them just this last week named Jelani Hussein. He's the head of CARE Minnesota, a Terrortide organization. We're going to get right back to this in just a moment. Be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Sunday, in Arizona, Florida, and Texas, which combined have a population of 60 million people, 123 people died from coronavirus. That number is under 5%, which is what they were in New York per capita in April. Now, as far as a possible rift at the White House between President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci,
the notion that there's opposition research and that there's Fauci versus the president couldn't be further from the truth. Dr. Fauci and the president have always had a very good working relationship.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany speaking during the daily press briefing. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump will be willing to consider additional funding for schools that reopen this fall. And President Trump currently meeting with stakeholders positively impacted by law enforcement at the White House. This is USA Radio News. A new study out regarding those who have recovered from the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A new study released this morning reports the coronavirus caused heart damage in more than half of the people infected. The study involved heart scans of patients in 69 countries on six continents. The researchers say they found more than 50% of heart scans did show clear damage in people who'd been sickened by the viral infection.
Representatives Chip Roy of Texas and Ted Budd of North Carolina have introduced a proposal that would enable individuals victimized by violent crime in a so-called autonomous zone to sue state and local authorities for compensatory damages. The measure, called the Justice for Victims of Lawless Cities Act, would incentivize local jurisdictions to break up any remaining lawless zones or prevent one from being established in the first place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about what do the enemies of America need to do before they are declared to be enemies. Again, this is only a question that you can answer. I'm just laying this to your candor. Recently, I received a letter of propaganda from the Terrortide Council on American Islamic Relations. Their operative, Jelani Hussein, who also sits on the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's, listen carefully, Council on Law Enforcement. He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim, which runs in stark contrast, 180 degrees diametrically opposed to who we are as a people. Their objective is to conquer America. Tim Walz, the governor in the state of Minnesota, appoints Jelani Hussein, the head of an organization called CARE, Hamas Terrortide organization in America, operating freely, attacking whom they will, friends, with the full support of corrupt politicians, committing the act of treason against we the people. Article 3, Section 3, if you want to look in Scripture, Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. These people have sold their soul long ago, friends, and they mean to sell you down the river right along with them. Okay? Luke 22:48. I want you to listen to this. Salam and peace, Bradley Dean. In this difficult time, I pray your family is safe and doing well. I want to share a thought with you. American writer and activist Michelle Alexander made a poignant statement in a recent essay. This is coming from a CARE operative in the state of Minnesota, from CARE, a tight-tailed organization who sits on the Council of Law Enforcement concerning the governor in the state of Minnesota. Rest assured, this is happening where you're at as well. He goes on, he said, hiding behind Michelle Alexander, I no longer believe that we can fix the police, as though the police are anything other than a mere reflecting back to us the true nature of our democracy. Okay? We cannot fix the police without a revolution of values and radical change to the basic structure of our society. Man, this sounds like Barack Hussein Obama, 5 minutes before he's sworn in to be the president of the United States of America, mysteriously. How did that guy, after 142 days of being a senator in the state of Illinois, come up with $250 million and then mysteriously becomes the president of the United States of America? He turns on the American people. Once he gets in there, he begins to entertain their sworn enemies within the People's White House. He begins to attack our Christian heritage. We find out that he's got several names, several social security numbers, and we find out that he's foreign born. Do you remember when he said that he wanted to fundamentally, right, transform America? Is anybody paying attention to this letter from CARE, Jelani Hussein? We cannot fix the police. He's appointed to law enforcement, and he wants to get rid of the law. We cannot fix the police without a revolution of values and radical change to the basic structures of our society. Now, just think about this, friends. These are people that have come in from the Middle East. And now he's talking as if he is at home here in America, and we need a revolution, we need to change values, and we need a radical change to the basic structure of our society. What does that sound like to you, friends? Does that sound like the act of treason? Does that sound subversive to you, America? What are we talking about? What do the enemies of America need to do before they're declared to be enemies, friends? What do they need to do? We've already had terror attacks in America, friends. But Americans, they sit back when the criminal, sodomite, foreign plant, Barack Hussein Obama, says it's workplace violence. Even on military bases. Fort Hood. I mean, this is insanity. People at their place of employment getting their head chopped off by Muslims. And it's workplace violence. And the American people stood down. And do you remember in Tennessee, friends, when the military, listen to this, the military was told you can't have the right to bear arms in your recruitment centers, even on base at Fort Hood, by the way. And the American people drank the Kool-Aid, and the American people let the foreigner do what he did to our boys and to the innocent in America. America, I got a question for you. What do the enemies of America need to do before they're declared to be enemies? We have Ilhan Omar from Minneapolis. Folks, we could go to Rashida Tlaib. We could go to Attorney General, mysteriously again appointed by the CIA, no doubt, in Minnesota here. You have Ilhan Omar, friends, wanting insurance for those Muslims that are from the Middle East that have moved to Minnesota, namely South Minneapolis. Those Muslims that go fight, they go back over to the Middle East and fight Americans on the behalf of ISIS, which is a created entity within itself, by the way. She wanted insurance policies for them Muslims in Minnesota. If they're killed, she wanted insurance policies for the families. I mean, this is insanity. And the American people still see him on the horizon as if it's okay, because this is what the American people are doing through their apathy and their tolerance. They're giving them the green light to go ahead and stay and continuously assail us. Don't worry about it, man. We got you. We're watching you. And then we hear the best of the patriots that we have in America. In some cases, friends, our eyes are wide open. We're watching everything she's doing. Oh, thank God for guys like you. That is absolutely ridiculous. And you know, let's go back to September 11th for a moment. How many times were we told, and how many years were we told, that Muslims dropped those two towers? 18 years. Think about it. For 18 years, we were told that. Right? For 18 years, people turned on their television sets to be lied to by corruption in this government, and again the MSM, mainstream media, showing you and blaming the Muslims for the crimes being committed against over 3,000 people in New York and the two towers falling to the ground after two alleged airplanes hit the buildings. Forget about the eyewitnesses and the ear witnesses. Don't worry about what they had to say, friends. Though 151 of them countered everything that you were told by the mainstream media. But if it was true what they said, that it was the Muslims, then why are they infiltrating government right now? Why is it that there's 35 jihadi camps in America right now? Why is the current administration times three over Barack Obama funding Muslim organizations in America today? Can somebody help me with this, please? Because I need to know why it is that the American people are having a problem in response lawfully to what's going on in this country. And my question to you is, why do you tolerate it? As if to suggest there's not going to be a payday sooner or later, Amos 6:3. And this isn't going to fall to our posterity, hello, which don't deserve it. You know what I have a problem with, friends? Let me just be quite frank with you. The problem that I have with judgment upon this nation right now is the fact that the innocent are going to go with the guilty. That's what bothers me. That's what bothers me. And I'm not talking about myself. I'm okay to go. There's no question about it. I'm okay to go. But I do have a care for the innocent that didn't sow into what they are now reaping. It's not their fault. You know, it's interesting about this Jelani Hussein, this operative for CARE, the Terror Tide organization. You know where he's going? The colleges are opening doors to him so he can go in there and talk to all 20 or 30 people that he can attempt to propagandize and indoctrinate. Just think about that. And you have the full support of politicians in America, not only to stand back and watch these organizations, but also to fund and to aid and abet these organizations. And I'm not talking about just CARE here. ACLU's been around for a long time. Look at the damage the American people have allowed these communist organizations to do to us. Now we have an enemy with mask off, friends, fully assailing who we are and anybody that dares speaks out against them, even going so far as to create enemies out of the American people in favor of the Muslim population. This is exactly what's happening in this country. And it's interesting that America, you know, they're a Terror Tide organization. Oh, which in fact they are. That's a fact. Hey, folks, if what was true on September 11, 2001, why is it that we have any Muslim representatives in government today? This is a reflection of you. Don't sit there and tell me about what they're doing. I want to know what 330 million of you people, why it is you aren't doing. I want to go back to this. It gets better, friends. This is a letter from Jelani Hussein in the state of Minnesota, operative for CARE, a Terror Tide organization. He's talking about how, hiding behind an American writer and activist, Michelle Alexander, when she said, "I can no longer believe that we can fix the police." I'll tell you what then. When someone's knocking on your door trying to break through your front door, remember what you're saying right now. This reminds me of Madeline Murray O'Hare, who said she didn't want God's commandments posted anymore. Anybody know how she died? I talked to her son, as a matter of fact. Anybody know how she died? She was murdered. But just keep in mind, she was the one that said, "Let's take thou shalt not kill off the walls." How's that working out for her? She wanted thou shalt not kill taken off the walls, and she was murdered by someone that didn't pay attention to the sign that she didn't want posted. Boy, did she reap what she sowed real quick? Oh, yeah, she did. Hey, folks, again, final segment coming up. What do the enemies of America need to do before they are declared to be enemies? Right now I'm highlighting a letter from Terror Tide CARE Minnesota's Jelani Hussein, in which he sent to my inbox. Wow. Well, I'll give it to him for that, but I highly doubt he knows who he's sending his emails to, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment. I'm trying to nail this the best that I can, friends. I'm highlighting a letter right now written to me, probably unbeknownst to him. In other words, he's probably unaware of it. But the letter came from Terror Tide Cares, Minnesota's Jelani Hussein. This is what he sent to my inbox, friends. He's talking for, because they believe, making reference to Michelle Alexander, Jelani Hussein believes that we can no longer fix the police, but yet he's appointed by Tim Walz as the Council on Law Enforcement in the state of Minnesota. This is like what politicians do. This is why I continuously reiterate the point, pay attention to what they do, because what they say, or even their name, or their title, whatever the case might be, friends, they're doing the opposite. Just like the Patriot Act. What is it doing? Is it patriotic? No, it undermines the U.S. Constitution. They've created how many entities and agencies that are now being funded to attack we the people and the U.S. Constitution and our Christian heritage and our God-given rights? Come on, America. Think. You're supposed to be the smart ones. The law of truth is supposed to be in our mouths, right? Yeah, it is. He said, we cannot fix the police without a revolution of values and radical change to the basic structure of our society. He goes on, she makes a valid point hiding behind Michelle. Yes, we must work hard to change policies. What was Barack Hussein Obama's slogan? Change, right? He said, make police accountable, which I have no problem with, but what they're doing is they're cherry picking, as if to suggest, because this is all, of course, because of the George Floyd murder, and Mr. Chauvin, apparently he's a representative of the whole police force, according to him and Attorney General, cop-killing supporter Keith Ellison. But again, I want you to listen to this, friends. He goes on, he says, make police accountable. Now this is what's important. He said, reimagine and redesign the system. Reimagine and design this, redesign the system. I want to say to all the useful idiots in these communist organizations that have been thinking that they're just playing games, that this isn't going to come back and take it over the top of their head. Oh, it is. Little did they realize, friends, that the Muslims, America's sworn enemies, are now within even trying to label them as the enemies. But they're being used right now, friends, as a political battering ram, just like the communists, just like the homosexuals, just like any other lawless organization. They're being used as a political battering ram to upend who we are as a people. That is until it gets all the way up to the top when there's no one else left to kill. Then they realize that their father, the devil, was using them as well. Okay, this is just the facts of the matter. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy John 10:10. I want you to listen to this again. This is Jelani Hussein, CARE Minnesota. He said, what CARE Minnesota is working so hard to accomplish, he said, we must also have a revolution of values. Listen to him highlighting my point to a T. We must have a revolution of values that radically upends the basic structure of our society. What defines an enemy, America? You come; these people come from the Middle East, Somalia, war-torn countries, friends. I mean, just if you haven't seen Black Hawk Down, friends, take the time to watch it. If you want to go online and look at images of Somalia, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. It's a cursed people, friends, period. I don't care if they like it or not. It's a fact. That's, as a matter of fact, that's why they came to America. As I like to say, if their God was God, then what are they doing here? Because we serve the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings here in the United States. Listen to this guy's wording. When is this guy going to be arrested? When is CARE organization and all of these terror-tied individuals going to be held accountable for terrorism in the United States of America? For treason, Article 3, Section 3. For being a subversive organization that means to upend our U.S. Constitution. Let me remind you of what he said. We must also have a revolution of values that radically upends the basic structure of our society. He must think he's still in Somalia or something. We're ruled by law, right? He goes on, our democracy does not serve the people. But it is our democracy. He said, if we want change, we must change hearts, our minds, and our priorities. We must stand by our principles of equality according to whose law? I'm putting that question mark to you, friends. Equality always has to make reference to law. Okay? And understand, for those that are watching me right now on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or Before It's News, notice Lady Liberty is blind. Lady Justice is blind. She's got a blindfold on, okay? So equality comes to the reference of pointing your finger back at God's moral law, period, the Torah. He said, we stand by our principles of equality, justice, and freedom for all. Not just stand by, but stand up. This is what he said. We must start with ourselves. He said, CARE Minnesota strives to educate the public and the policy makers. Representatives. You mean like scaring them into submission? Of course. We are calling people to the principles we believe in. The principles this country was founded upon. He has no idea what he's talking about. The principles that have been lost to privilege and denial. What is he doing? He's creating war. What does the Bible tell us in Judges 5:8? When others are within the gates that serve other gods, it says there will be war. This is a Christian nation. This is not a Muslim nation. This is not a communist nation. Okay? This is not a Buddhist nation. This is not a Dalai Lama nation. This, folks, you get the point, right? This is not a Muslim nation. This is America. What's made us great is our God, period. And adherence to His law, period. Okay? Listen to what he says in ending. Care Minnesota strives to educate the public and the policymakers. He said, we are calling the people back to believe in the principles this country is founded upon. We work from both the outside in through justice system, he said, and lobbying, and the inside out by educating hearts and minds and reminding the people what justice looks like and why it matters for all of us. Now, let's get a couple things straight really quick. Terror Tide Care operative Jelani Hussein, who sits on the governor's council on law enforcement, is trying to get rid of the police. Okay? What he says and what he's doing are two different stories. Romans 4:15, without the knowledge of the law, there is no transgression. And by the way, he is attempting to hide out behind Michelle Alexander, which is a revelation of his true intentions. He attacks the law that he's appointed to uphold and wants to tear it down and establish a foreign law in the place of American law. Oh, Bradley, that's just not true. Oh, well, here you go. Do you remember Mustafa Carroll, Texas? Representative, operative for CARE, Terror Tide organization there. He said that Muslims are above the law of the land and Sharia law supersedes the U.S. Constitution. Everything about his letter just proved the point of what Mustafa Carroll said. Notice again, we can't fix the police without a revolution of values and radical change to the basic structure of our society. Wow. And what is it, what CARE Minnesota is working so hard to accomplish? But we must also have a revolution of values that radically upends the basic structure of our country. Why is this guy given a free hand in this country to be writing that? Folks, our laws don't. It condemns him for his crimes. Remember, Terror Tide Care operative from Texas again said, Muslims are above the law of the land and Sharia law supersedes the U.S. Constitution. Also note that Jelani Hussein referred to America as a democracy. We are not. We are a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4. So what does this subversive need to do for Americans to understand that he's at war with them? Only you can answer that question. Now, I want to say this in ending, and I'll right out at the end of the show here. So you understand that the Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio, myself, we are not merely talking about the problems, we're also legally confronting them as well. I want you to listen to the names of people that we have challenged to bring it upon bring it to the people, such as Cory Booker, Amy Klobuchar, Rob Boston from Americans United for Separation of Church and State, Nancy Pelosi, Senator Al Franken, Terrell Clark, the Minnesota Independent, the GLBT. By the way, you can't get a hold of those people because there is no organization, folks, that you can talk to. Council on American Islamic Relations, Joel Salamis, Human Rights Campaign, Out Front Minnesota, Kevin Jennings, Assistant Deputy Secretary for Safe and Drug-Free Schools, under the U.S. Department of Education. We've tried to get Westboro Baptist Church on the radio. Keith Ellison dodged me, but he'll talk about me nationally. San Francisco Police Department concerning the crimes of Larry Brinken. Media Matters, Right Wing Watch. Folks, every single one of them, every single one of them, not a one of them responded. Why? Because they know the law condemns their crimes, what they're advocating for. Love you by what we'll do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.